Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Welcome. Good morning, everyone. It is such a beautiful Saturday morning. Howard, did you see it?
It was
gorgeous. It's not raining.
Well, not till 50% chance after, I think, 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So get out and enjoy it before 3 o'clock.
Yeah, while you can and before it gets too hot, right?
Yes.
It's hot and rainy. It's not my combination. Not my favorite. No.
Hey, we have to do something. Well, do I call it sad? I don't know. We have to give a shout out and, well, really thoughts and prayers to the folks in Louisiana.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of whom lost their homes and are just waking up and going back and seeing the devastation that was done to so many homes. So much flooding that was done, you know, a double whammy just a few weeks ago or a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was even a week ago. I'm not sure. But just devastation down there. I saw the pictures on the news this morning, and hopefully nobody lost their lives. And, you know, houses can be rebuilt. Flooding can go away. In fact, we're going to do a little bit of a story later on what to do the first 24 hours after a flood. We haven't done that before. And flooding occurs here in Jacksonville as well. So I think it's an appropriate time to talk about that. What are the first things that you do other than try to overcome it and not just fall apart? And because there are things that you can do to lessen the damage that can occur. So we're going to talk about that later. But our thoughts and prayers do go out to those folks in Louisiana. So good morning, WB listeners, WBOB listeners. Welcome, everyone. We hope you had what is the most important thing, and that is a healthy week. We also want to give a shout out to Matt and Tanya, who are moving back from California, a Navy man. Thank you so much for your service. He used to live here in Jacksonville. He and Tanya used to live here in Jacksonville, and they kept their home that they lived in about 19 years ago. I don't know how many years they lived in the home before they moved out. And, of course, when you're in the Navy, you travel all around. But they're back, and they decided to build a new home here in Jacksonville. So they're getting their old home, their original homestead, back into, almost new shape. Oh, my God, all the things that they are doing. And it's a pool home.
Yes.
They're painting it inside and out, new carpeting, new roof, new kitchen cabinets, new countertops, new shiplap siding, and more. Now, this Navy man and his wife, they are really going at it. What a great job they are doing. You know, this, they may decide to keep this 2,600 square foot home when they are done, since it's in a great neighborhood and will look so good when it is done.
I don't know about that. I think Tanya still wants to downsize because, you know, most of the kids are grown now.
Yeah, Matt loves it, so maybe they'll keep it.
I think some other family is going to get to live in it because, you know, Howard, the wife always wins. You know, happy wife, happy life.
You know, you're right.
As always.
Oh, that's right.
Alan is shaking his head and rolling his eyes, but you know I'm right.
Okay.
Happy wife, happy life.
Here's what I'm going to say to start the show, Angela. You're right.
Yeah, I love that. Do it again.
Yeah, you're right. We talked about that last night at the dinner table, didn't we?
We sure did. Yes, we did. We talked about that. You were giving some great advice to young people about sometimes you just got to go, you're right.
Yes.
You're right.
Hey, we usually start the show with some what is special about today. So it's Hug a Drummer Day. So we want to give a shout out to two drummers that we know, Rob, the third member of our team, and also my son, Adam. He's a drummer.
Yes.
It's also International Stage Management Day. And, you know, we feel sorry for all of the people on Broadway that are out of work, because we heard this morning that Broadway is closed until next spring. That's a long time from now, when all those Broadway performers and all the people behind the scenes are out of work.
Yes.
It's also National Chess Day. A lot of people play chess. So,
I like chess. My daughter likes chess.
Yeah. It's also National Cake Decorating Day, and especially Angel Food Cake Day.
Aw.
So do you like angel food cake?
No.
Since your name is Angela?
My name is Angel. In my family, that's what they call me.
Yeah. It's also Kids Bowl Free Day. So I don't know whether the local bowling alleys are doing that, but you may want to give them a call and perhaps take your kids bowling after it starts to rain later today.
Good idea.
How about that? Yeah. It's also Love Your Hair Day. I would do that, but I don't have enough of it to love. Do you love your hair?
I need a haircut, no.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, otherwise it's fine.
It's also Metric Day. Remember back when we were young and we were in school and we had to learn the difference between a yard and a metric and how many inches were in a meter? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, no.
Let's see, 39.37 inches and how to convert and all that kind of stuff.
Is he right? Because I don't know.
I'm right. I remember that.
Oh. Well, then, look, I'll be your spouse saying, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Perfect. Well, that's one.
I have no idea.
Okay. I got one for the following week. It's also Tuxedo Day.
Ooh. When we get home, will you put your tuxedo on?
No.
Oh, come on.
No.
I love you in a tuxedo.
Here's one that you will not like. Squid and Cuttlefish Day.
Yeah. No, thanks.
I don't know why they need it. U.S. Naval Academy Day. I like
that
one. Because I like people that serve in the military. World Hospice and Palliative Care Day. Love those workers that do that very, very difficult job dealing with the people that are dying or in palliative care and all of the families that they help. Thank
Absolutely.
You
it's
to
so,
all
such
of
important
them.
Work.
And also World Mental Health Day. Thank you for all of the workers that work in that field. Also Universal Music Day.
Love that.
You know, it's so interesting what music can do for people. You even
yes.
hear little babies, people that are just starting to walk. When they hear music, they just start to dance.
Oh, yeah.
So even though they don't understand words, they understand music and it makes them dance.
Yeah, I love that. And I love when you see that on, you know, social media or yeah. something. You see these babies dancing. It's really cute.
And lastly, World Porridge Day.
What?
I've never had porridge, but of course we all remember Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
That's right.
Okay, so that'll be the start or end to that part of the show. We, of course, need to start about real estate.
Well, wait. I have to give one to my daughter, though.
Okay.
Isn't it like Vegan Month?
Oh, it is. It's World Love Vegan Food Day.
Yeah.
A month. That's right. That's
yeah.
right. So we are your problem-solving realtors, and for almost 10 years, we've been on the show. Long time. And Angela, you haven't aged a bit in these 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. That's not correct. I think you're the one who doesn't look any different.
Oh, well, I have less hair. Now, I don't know if that's because of the show or you.
Me, of course. I'm sure.
I don't know.
I'm sure I'm a little bit high maintenance
no,
and stress
not
you
at
out.
All. All right, we have a contest. Now, there was a huge survey done of retirees as to why they moved. We've got the top six answers. So I'm sure that you can think of four or five of them.
This is an easy one, y'all.
So give us a call.
Why do
and
old
tell
people
us
move?
Why do you think retirees move?
Yep.
I'm sure
easy.
Every one
Where
of our listeners
call?
Could come up with at least one, two, or three of them. But we're looking for the top answer on why people move. Angela, what's the number to call?
222-8255.
And we've
That's
got,
area code 904-222-8255.
We just had one of our retirees move from here in St. Augustine to Colorado, and they're still listening. No, Arizona. Sorry about that. Maybe they'll call and guess. Stay
Maybe
with us,
you need
everyone.
Some coffee today.
We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, we're back on the air, Angela.
Hey, you stole my line. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here. And I think we have a caller.
We do. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great.
I didn't get your name. It's not on my screen, unfortunately.
Linda.
Hello, Linda.
How are you today,
Hi.
Linda?
I'm doing great.
So are you calling with a question?
It is a gorgeous day, yes.
Or with an answer to our question?
I would imagine why most retirees would move, like they mostly move to here to Florida, is for the beautiful weather.
Well, that's interesting. That is
good guess.
It really is a good guess, and that came in as a tie for number 4 and 5. Better climate, moving for better climate. That's
okay.
That was a good guess.
My other guess. Can I guess again?
No, because we want other people to guess. We want to give other people a chance. While we've got you on the air,
maybe she could call back in and be another person.
You're going to call him with a different name? So while we've got you on the air, do you have any real estate questions for us?
Okay, I do have a question.
Okay. Sure.
If you're going to remodel your master bathroom.
Yes.
And you're not going to be moving right away, so you want to do what you're going to enjoy, but also keep resale in mind. Is it better to have 2 sinks or a large walk-in shower?
That's a good one.
That's a great question. So are you suggesting then that the extra space that you would put into the walk-in shower is going to be the same space where you would have put the second sink?
Well, let's back up a second. Let's back up a second before you answer that. What kind of shower do you have there now? Is it just a tub with a shower head over it?
It's a bigger fiberglass tub from 30 years ago.
So it is a large tub, big garden tubs, one of those big round ones. Okay. So that just does easily get turned into a large walk-in. What age is the home? You say it's 30 years old, so it's from the 90s. And you don't have space in there to get two other sinks in or to get two sinks in?
If I get two sinks in, we're going to move the toilet down and take away a little of the space from the garden tub and either do a smaller tub or a walk-in shower. But do you think two sinks is a priority in a master bath?
You know, it tends to be. It really does. I mean, a lot of times if you walk into a master and there's not one, we had a house, actually the person built the house brand new, and then everybody who saw it said, why did you only put one sink in here? So, you know, I think we generally think that masters are shared by two people, and having two sinks is what seems quite appropriate. I lived in a house that was built in the 90s, and it had one of those big garden tubs. And I do recall that we took that out and we put in a shower. Now, it wasn't a huge walk-in shower like they're making today in new construction, but we did put one in. And what we did in our case is we actually put a door to go out to the pool. So it became a pool bath as well, because that was a need that we had. But we had room for the shower, but it already had double sinks. So, but yes, double sinks are very important.
Okay, here's another question because it's a two-bathroom home, four bedrooms, two baths. So they're split on the two sides.
Yep.
The master is on one side and the other bedrooms and bath are on the other. And a few years ago, I changed the bathtub in there to a walk-in shower.
So you're about to have a house with not one tub?
That's the thing. Do I keep a smaller bath here that's a bath and shower and put two sinks?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to have a bath. Okay.
Yep. In fact, we talked about that, I think it was last week, that don't ever get rid of all the tubs.
Try to keep at least one tub because it really impacts, you know, and a lot of times, honestly, in the master, the millennials that are coming through, they're not really interested in tubs. They think they're kind of a waste of space in a master bath. So builders have gotten away from putting these big tubs into the new home designs. But since you don't have one at all in the home, I would say I would leave it in the master and then make sure you get two sinks, and that should be perfect for the house design.
Yeah, and the major reason that you don't want to get rid of all your tubs is because a future buyer may have children.
They need to take a bath.
They need to take a bath, exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Well, all right. Yeah, I probably should have kept the bath on the other side, but it had to be redone, and my girls were older and they were all taking showers and they didn't want a bath anymore.
That makes perfect sense.
But still I should keep one.
Yes.
So I should do like a smaller tub that's a walk-in, but it'll be tiled really nice, like shower tub, and then two sinks for the master.
That's our suggestion.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate it so very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. And we appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, I've got it on Hey Google now, which is so great. I can just turn it on in the house while I'm walking around. I can hear it everywhere.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful. Yay. Thanks, Linda.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Okay.
Bye. So we want to remind everyone what the contest is again. It is a huge survey of retirees were asked, why did you move? We've got the top six answers, and Linda guessed for a better climate, like moving here to Florida. We've got another person on the line. I don't have their name, so you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
It's beautiful in Arizona, just that the sun has a
right here.
Hey, Bill.
I asked you to call, and you did.
How about that?
How you doing, Bill?
We're doing great. Thank
and Eileen, I know she's right there. She's always by your side.
Exactly.
Yes. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning. We do have a guest.
Okay.
And that is the reason we moved initially was to be closer to family.
Dun, 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 dun,
well, that
dun.
Is the number one answer. Yes, it is.
Yay!
Yeah.
You got it.
It was to move, and I'll give, I'll give you the top six answers. That's the number one, to move closer to family or friends. And tied for second and third were to reduce expenses or to downsize.
Yeah.
Those were tied for two and three. The number four and five were just to start a new chapter in life. And as Linda mentioned, for a better climate. And number six was to move into an age-restricted neighborhood, like a 55-plus community.
Yeah, right.
Community.
But, how about that?
But, Bill, you got it. You know, it was so nice to have you and your wife as customers. Just a pleasant, wonderful experience dealing with the two of you. Just absolutely wonderful.
We do appreciate that, and it was great to have you as our realtors. It worked out extremely well. We go through panic times when you have your house on the market and have another one to purchase, and you sit there going, "Well, is it going to sell fast enough, or is it going to sell too quickly, and so forth?" But we're doing well. We did our walkthrough this past Thursday, and we get the keys to the new home here in the Phoenix area next Thursday. So
perfect.
We're almost there.
Yay!
Well, I do have some bad news for you, and that is I'm not going to send you a Publix gift card.
Because we don't even know if you have a Publix there.
Yeah, but I will send you you a different gift card that you can use anywhere. but I do have to send you back to Allen because I need your new address.
That's right. Where to send it.
Absolutely. We do appreciate it. Love listening to you as we have for years and years and years. Back in the days when we lived in California, we listened to you every single Saturday.
It's amazing.
In the Jacksonville area, we listen to you every single Saturday. And now we're in Arizona, and you can see what time it is here. We're listening to you live, and we enjoy it.
All right, don't hang up.
I love it.
Alan's going to get your address. Thanks so much, Bill. Take care to both of you.
And Eileen, we'll talk to y'all later. How exciting is that?
That is terrific.
Yeah, it's so nice to hear from them. And it is quite early there, right?
It's 3 hours earlier.
3 hours, yeah, because I remember him saying, it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, are you going to be up? So, yeah, it's super exciting.
Hey, what happened to...
I think we have another caller.
Oh, we do. Oh, no. Nope. No, he just had to pick up the phone.
Okay. Sorry.
What happened here in Northeast Florida, Angela, with the past week with sales and listings and...
Howard, here's what happened. According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, this past week for homes and condominiums, 774 offers got accepted. That number's actually down a little bit from the previous week. And 566 new homes came on the market. That's down again from the previous week. But here's the number that's not down. 235 of the 562 homes that came on the market, which is 42%, well, they're already under contract. Can you believe it? I can't. And 523 people closed on a house for themselves this week, and we say congratulations to them. And that is really quite exciting. They'll be moving in. Hopefully, they'll do it before 2 o'clock when it starts raining. Right? Yes.
Oh, you always come up with good ones, Angela. Interest rates hardly changed a bit, but they're 11th week in a row and they're under 3%.
It's amazing.
Yep. 30-year went up or went down 1/100th of a point. So that's hardly anything. So they're still absolutely wonderful. What are you waiting for?
Call us. We'll help you.
Yes.
We'll help you get financed and buy a house.
Yeah. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tropical storm Delta is sliding over northern Louisiana today with weakening winds after dropping several inches of rain in the state. The National Hurricane Center says maximum sustained winds were at 40 miles an hour this morning, quite a downgrade from when the storm came ashore last night in southeastern Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane. It's continued to go inland. That's always going to weaken a hurricane, but forecasters call the situation dangerous, and especially some areas prone to flooding along the coast have been evacuated. Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to a Russian-brokered ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh starting today, but immediately accused each other of derailing the deal intended to end the worst outbreak of hostilities in the separatist region in more than 25 years. A booming session to end the week for the financial markets. The Dow was up 151 points Friday. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Colds, flu, and viruses equal germs and bacteria. Fight all of these with a Lamperger lamp invented in 1898 specifically for use in hospitals to kill germs by purifying the air. Every doctor's office, daycare, and cancer center, wherever people gather, should be using a Lamperger lamp on a daily basis. Sprays and plug-ins are not the answer for killing germs. Lamperger is. Annabelle's of Orange Park is your most knowledgeable Lamperger dealer. Annabelle's. 904-272-5544.
Saying goodbye to a loved one is never easy. Hi, I'm Larry Self, owner of The Casket Store. For the past 20 years, we've been helping people plan ahead with affordable options and quality products. Often, people are caught by surprise, and in the midst of their grief, end up paying much more for the exact same casket. We offer cemetery headstones, bronze markers, caskets, urns, and more at 40 to 70% off standard funeral prices. Please visit us at thecasketstore.com.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
60% chance of showers through Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies with daytime highs into the upper 80s. Overnight low 75. 30% chance of rain. Partly cloudy with a low of 71 Sunday night. And then Monday through the rest of the week, sunny days. Most clear nights. Daytime highs into the upper 80s. Nighttime lows around 70.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. I want to say that we love when people call in. That is part of the reason we like to do the contest, so that people will call in. And almost every time someone calls in, they have a real estate question. So we love that too, right? Because, well, let's just say we have a lot of information in our heads. So we're here to help you. We're your problem-solving realtors. And we want you to call. So the number's area code 904-222-8255. So you may think we're talking about something and you don't want to interrupt. Well, that's the whole point of talk radio. Call anyway. We're here to serve you. It's not the other way around. We're here to serve you. That's why we show up every Saturday to help educate people about buying and selling real estate and anything that has to do with it, whether it's refinancing, remodeling, anything that has to do with real estate. We're here to support you. So call us.
How about that? You got a lot of information in your head, huh?
Way more than needs to be. Yes, I have been a real estate agent for, ready, 22 years.
Oh, my goodness.
The things I've seen.
Your dual double digits.
The patterns.
Did you get that?
I did. Dual double digits.
Yeah, say that five times
dual
fast.
Double digits.
Hey, you know what I want to talk about?
What?
I want to talk about closets.
You I may love think, closets.
You know, the listeners may think, what on earth? Closets? Boring.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody's got an opinion about their own closet. You betcha.
Well, this is an interesting story. You know, they never seem to be big enough. Home listings, though, they love to brag about closets.
Right.
You know, his and her master closets. The home has walk-in closets. The home has plenty of closets. The home has custom closets. The home has California closet systems. Well, do I have a story for you? You know, have you ever heard the famous line in Texas, since it's a large state?
Oh, yeah. Everything's bigger in Texas.
That's right. Now, I want you to listen to this story. You know, there's a home in Texas that's 17,000 square feet. It sold recently.
That's big.
That's big, but it's not as big as like a lot of the homes in California, in L.A. There are so many homes in California that are 17,000 square feet and larger. Now, this home that just sold in Texas, though, it's really big with respect to its closet. There's a lady there which boasted that it has the biggest residential closet in the world. In the world. Get this. The closet, and it's just her closet, not her husband's, just hers, is 3,000 square feet.
Oh, my gosh. What a waste.
Alan can't believe it. His mouth's open. Oh, my gosh. It's a whole house.
It is a whole house. It's bigger than my house.
Well, wait a minute. It just gets better. It's on three levels of the home. There's a spiral staircase that goes up through the middle of it.
That is really pampering yourself.
I mean, it's crazy. On the first floor.
It's over the top.
There are, you know, so many built-in shelves for her hundreds of handbags, shoes, and accessories. On the top floor is for her dresses and clothing for dressy occasions. The one on the middle floor is for casual wear, along with a dressing area and lounging area where she and her friends can all sit. And, of course, mirrors, and there's artwork on all the floors.
I'm not having friends over to my closet. That just feels wrong. But okay, keep going.
Well, I think that's enough.
Didn't you say the bottom level is for purses and shoes? Did you tell me that?
I did.
Okay.
And I talked about the top level and the middle level.
Yeah. Okay.
And a central staircase that just twirls around and goes up through all three levels.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, all I want is two levels in our little closet so I can put more room for my shirts and pants. You know, just a double layer.
Oh, I'll make that happen for you. I didn't know you wanted that.
Will you share some more room with me?
I do kind of hog the closet.
You do kind of hog the closet.
I kind of thought you would just pick a different closet in our house and you take that and leave me the big one.
All the other closets are full of your stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boxes and boxes.
That's true.
Remember,
that's true.
I moved in with you?
Yes, you did.
When we got married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was already taking up every inch of space. But, let me think about it.
There's a page two to this story that you told me you were going to do.
Yeah. I am. I'm still kind of trying to figure out why someone needs 3,000 square feet of closet space. And I was also thinking about our friend and customer, Beth, who she would love that. She would love that. One of the things I love about Beth is that she has this record of her clothes. And she never wears the same thing twice.
Ever?
It takes her like months. And I'm thinking about this person with 3,000 square feet. And you said there's like hundreds of, you know.
And they had a picture of this.
Wait, how do you wear it all like in a year?
Well, Right? Sometimes she never wears the stuff. A lot of people, I don't know about a lot of people. There are people that are rich that just buy things. They like it. They love it. And they just have it on their shelf.
Okay.
There are a lot of guys with that love sneakers. They never wear them.
Yeah.
They buy them just to have them.
Yes, and have a collection of them. That's true. And then they want to display them in their closet. All right, so let me talk to you about what Mackenzie told me about yesterday. And I never heard of this before, so we checked it out on the YouTube.
Mackenzie's your daughter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so...
It's about closets.
Clofice.
What?
So C-L-O-F-F-I-C-E. So it is blending a closet and an office. So I'm like, why? Because when I need to work, I do not want to be sitting with my clothes. So for me, this already seems like a horrible idea. But I watched what people were doing. So basically what they did is, you know, everybody needs an office at home right now, and which means they really don't need that many clothes since they're not going to work. But anyway, so what they're doing is they're taking a bedroom in their house, a bedroom.
Wait a minute.
Yes?
Wait a minute.
Just listen.
Are they going to work in their closet?
Yes, they're going to work in their closet. It's kind of funny. But anyway, so they take a bedroom, like a secondary bedroom. And along the longest wall, they put in a closet system, right? So very organized. It might have the drawers where you're doing jewelry and, you know, whatever. And then very organized.
That's in the closet.
This room. It's in a bedroom. You take the longest wall and put a closet system in. And then you still have the closet that's in the room. So you got stuff in there, too. And then the other thing you do is you just make the room really pretty and very girly pretty, maybe floral wallpaper. You're putting up kind of a simple but elegant desk. And so most people today only need like a laptop, you know, and not much else. And so they're sitting their desk in the chair, sit in the middle of the room. And then they have all their lovely things that they're so proud of and own and want to display. Anyway.
What goes in the closet?
All their clothes.
You just said the closet goes on the wall where they have all the closet system.
The clothes go on in the closet system, but it's taking up the longest wall in a bedroom.
Then what goes in the closet?
More clothes. That's what Mackenzie and I were talking about, is how people can be so wasteful. Nobody needs all that stuff. That's what we were talking about. So I'm sure when she heard the 3,000 square foot closet, she's having a cow.
Oh, I thought people were going to work in the closet.
They do work.
Because she said a clofus.
No, the desk is sitting in the middle of the room.
So they're sitting among their clothes.
They're sitting among their clothes.
Oh, this is a bad idea.
I think it's a horrible idea. But anyway, it's taking a bedroom and giving it, it's repurposing it. So there's no bed. It's not a bedroom, right? So now it's a... clofice. So it's a closet and an office. It's just people being bougie. I mean, it is what it is. Right?
Clofice is a made-up word.
Is a made-up word.
And bougie is a made-up word.
No, bougie's not a made-up. It's like the bourgeoisie. Bourgeoisie. That's how you say it proper, right?
I liked my closet story better than yours.
You do?
I do,
well,
yes.
Here's what I like about the clofice, though.
Yeah.
It's for everyday people. The story you have is a 3,000 square foot closet in the middle of a 17,000 square foot house. That's not everyday people.
I think people should call in and vote. Which story was better, about the 3,000 square foot closet on three levels with a spiral staircase, or your cloffice where people sit in the midst of all their clothes?
They're gorgeous clothes. You got to see these YouTube videos. They're beautiful.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful, but bougie.
All right.
Like, who needs this?
When we come back after the break, we're going to...
Hey, Christine just walked in.
All right. Stay tuned with us, everyone. We will be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
We are back on the air, everybody.
How did you do that to me again?
Well, you didn't have your headset on.
I didn't. You know why? Because Christine with a K, Christine Kennedy, our favorite loan officer, walked in the door, and so we were chatting on the in-between. So, Christine, grab a mic. Can you make her mic hot? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Having a wonderful day. How are you?
Yay.
Yay.
You, I know. It's so exciting. I love seeing you anytime I can see you. You're actually coming to be on the Van Wee Show.
I am. We're going to talk about refinances, and we're going to talk about everything that's going on with the homeowner's insurance, all the insurances going up due to the roofing things and all of that. So be an interesting show.
Well, that's kind of interesting because I had one of my customers call me yesterday, which is why I called to ask your person's name, because he has older homes. And so in the older homes, there's only a couple insurance carriers that even care about you. So he was talking about that and how hard it is to get insurance for an older home.
Has anybody told you the age of the roof that matters now for insurance?
It depends with the insurance company, but it can be as low as 15 years, right?
That's the new number.
It's the new number. So it's really hard, and it's going to affect real estate in a big, 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 big way, mm-hmm. because the roof is not done yet. That's the problem. It still has life left on it, which means a seller doesn't want to fix it on their way out the door. However, a buyer's not going to be able to get insurance for it.
And if you can't get insurance, you can't get a loan.
You can't get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
And so guess what? That deal's not going to go through. So we're going to have to get into some real creative negotiations where, you know, you've got a seller who's not going to be happy about putting a new roof on. They're not going to spend money that way on the way out the door. the buyer's not going to want to put a new roof on because they're spending all their money to get their loan to buy their house, because most people are doing move-up houses right now. And so it's really complicated. So what do they do? Does the seller spend the money? Do they split it? That's an option. They could split the cost of a roof, or the buyer could put it on because the buyer is the one who's going to benefit from it in the long run.
Yeah, we have some creative solutions to that. Sometimes they do split it, but and if nobody has the money to do that, we have some roofers that what they will do is they'll put a new roof on right before, a couple of days before closing. They'll get all the paperwork done. They'll get all the permits done. And they'll get paid at closing.
Yes.
And that way it's a win-win situation, because the buyer does benefit from a new roof. He's getting something better than he bargained for. The price can go up a little bit to compensate for that. And, of course, the value of the home is more because he or she is getting a brand new roof. So,
yes. And that's the benefit to plug you guys, that when somebody is looking to put their house on the market, they need a realtor that's experienced like you guys are, so that you conquer the hurdles before they come up. Because
Amen.
If a seller does have a roof of 15 or 17 or 20 or 22 years and they get an unexperienced agent that hasn't set the proper expectations, it's really a bad ride.
Yeah.
It's really
a
bad ride.
Absolutely. So, and you know what?
These are one of the things that you guys ask when you guys tour the house and you do everything that you do. It's one of your 100 questions that you ask is, you talk about everything. Just like you guys were talking about the tub earlier, you know, all of those things you guys talk about, and that's what makes you one of the best in the city, because you do protect the buyers and the sellers and do everything and set the right expectations so that they know, hey, your roof is 17 years old. We're potentially going to have a problem.
Well, it's also why we recommend you, because you have so many different products available. If you go to a particular bank for a mortgage, the banks only have their 5 or 6 products, and they only have their company that they can go to, whereby you have
all of them.
You even have the products that bank offers.
I do.
So it's so pleasant to go to you, because you have the flexibility of going to so many different companies and have so many different products available. And you do new loans, you do refinances, you do all sorts of things, and have people with high credit scores, medium credit scores, low credit scores. You do VA loans, all sorts of things. And
thanks,
do
Howard,
it in
for the
such,
plug. Yeah.
Such a good way.
That's why I brought you in the room, dear. Because we talk about you and we plug you on the weeks that you're not here, too.
I know.
But
I listen.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nice to have you in, though. I love that.
Thank you.
I love when you come in and people can hear Christine with a K and her real voice and how knowledgeable you are. And the other thing that I would say that you benefit from with using Christine to do your mortgage is that, whether it's on a new sale or a refi, is she's incredibly organized with systems. And so when you have systems in place, everything gets done and you get to the table on time or early. So I love, there's so many times she'll reach out to me and go, oh, sorry, we're already clear to close. I know it's ahead of time, but you know. And that's a beautiful thing. And it doesn't always mean we get to change the date, because sometimes there's a domino of deals happening, so it might not. But you're always ready to go. I cannot name a time that you've been involved in a transaction and we didn't make it to the closing table on time.
Thank you.
Hey, I've known you for 20 years.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah, because you're like 10. So I don't get how that could be, because you are so young. And me too, by the way.
Yeah, we're both young.
Let me ask a question. What? Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae came out a few months ago and said that if you were in a forbearance plan and you got your job back and started making payments again for at least 3 months, you were going to be allowed to refinance your current home at the latest current refinance rates, or if you choose, you could sell your home and buy another one without any penalty on your credit or detriment towards your ability to get a new mortgage. Is that still in effect? Are you aware of that?
100% true.
Okay.
If you went into forbearance, but now you're back to work, and now you're paying your mortgage, and now you've paid it on time for the last 3 months, you're 100% eligible for a new home.
So how about that? All your people that lost your job, and now you got a different one back or got the same one back, pay your mortgage on time, you can still refinance, and Christine will help you do that.
Mm-hmm. Or buy a new house.
How about that? Mm-hmm. And
absolutely.
Angela and I will help you do that.
Yes.
Get a new mortgage with Christine, and your life gets back to normal.
I love that.
Or a whole new life.
A whole new life.
A whole new life.
A whole new life.
Yeah.
I say, I have this thing on my desk that says, you're one decision away from a different life. And isn't that true? One decision changes your trajectory. I say this word wrong.
Trajectory.
Thanks, Howard. I can't say it proper.
And remember,
but I love that.
If you're still out of work or you're newly out of work, there's a resource, and it's called knowyouroptions.com.
Yes.
The important thing to do is just don't stick your head in the sand. Go to that website, or more importantly, call your lender. And on every statement that you get, there's your phone number for your lender.
Absolutely.
And every one of those lenders have a department or is supposed to have a department that is designed to help you in your time of need. So give them a call if you're in some sort of financial trouble. And don't wait until you run out of money. If you have savings that last you 3 months, don't wait until the 3 months is up and then call them, because they can put a plan in place before you get into trouble. So don't wait till the last minute. Right, Christine?
That's great advice, Howard.
All right.
So someone's texting in who wants to know investment properties. What's the interest rate for them?
All interest rates, but an investment property is going to be on average about 0.5% higher to 1% higher than a normal. So
that's not bad.
No, it's wonderful. So
then there used to be a time it was like 2 points higher than, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now it's one. That's
yeah, it's
good.
At 0.5% to one, depending on how much equity they have in their house.
Right.
And then, of course, their credit score.
Right.
A 660 credit score versus a 720 versus a 760 is going to have about a point difference in rate just because of their credit score.
What about
down payment?
But it's
also how much equity they have. You know, are you putting a 25% down payment is going to get a lower interest rate than a 20%. 40% is going to get a better rate than a 20%.
So what's the minimum you have to put down for 20, an investment property?
20%.
Okay. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and I also have someone else, Amy and Steve, who are listening, and they said that they love the closet story. And it sounds like that person had a personal department store
in their home
for themselves. But she... you said, let us know which store you like the better. And she said, it's a tie. So you can tell that's
tie.
A friend of ours who doesn't want to select one.
Thank
over
you,
the
Amy
other.
And Steve.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes,
so
those
I
are customers that became very, very good friends of ours.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And they did one of the things that actually we recommend that is very rarely done. They had a home purchased, a brand new home that was being built.
Right.
And they hired a home inspector to watch the building
phase.
Process.
Yes,
that's
they come
right.
out like four times.
And yes. they were glad that they did that.
Yes, because guess what? Builders make mistakes.
And they found
and that's
some
why
things.
You need a real estate agent with you to advise you along the way to help you through that process. Because who does the site agent represent, Howard?
They represent
the builder,
the
not
builder.
The buyer.
That's right.
So you need someone on your side when you go build a home. And it's
that's
just
right.
to protect yourself. It's not to be adversarial.
That's right. Folks, the Van Wees are on tap to tell you what is going on, whether it's positive or negative or so-so.
What do we
and
have?
What
thumbs
the interest.
Up.
Oh, man, two thumbs up
two
from
thumbs
Mr.
Up.
Van Wee.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine is going to be on the show with them to tell you what's going on in the mortgage industry. And, of course, Angela and I are going to be here with you next week to help you with your real estate needs. And, of course, during the week. So call us. And Angela's number is 465-3845. That's 465-3845. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. And so glad to be with you.